you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's see if we can get some help for Chrissy. Hey, Ben and Kelly, could you do me a favor? Ask your listeners when they knew it was over with their significant other?
Oh.
The reason I ask this is I started dating Jeff, in quotes, about 4 weeks ago. We decided to do an escape room with some friends this weekend.
Mm.
It ended up being a wake-up call for me. I realized I'm dating an idiot with a short fuse.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow, those are some harsh words.
Wow. He was yelling at everybody, getting upset. He was super competitive. He sounded so stupid. Uh-huh. He couldn't find any clues or figure out any of the clues when others found them. It was such a turnoff. We ended up failing the escape room. I was so embarrassed to see him yelling at my friends. My best friend didn't say anything about it, but I could tell she was not happy with the way he acted.
Okay.
I wanted to break up with him right then and there. When I told my mom, she thought I was being a little harsh.
Okay.
Of course, she wasn't there to see how rude he acted and how dumb he really is. My other friend said I should just have some fun because it's cuffing season and he's really hot.
Oh my gosh.
I think every person should probably test their mate by doing an escape room to see what they're really like when put in a stressful situation. Sorry, I'm venting here a little, but seriously, when did you know it was over?
Well, Chrissy, I think you've already got your answer.
Sounds like she's pretty rooted in that.
Yeah, okay, but to your... to your friend's credit, you know, hey, it's cuffing season. Maybe you just,
with the well buddy's hot thing?
Yes, I was, but I decided against it. If you know it's over, you're just going to torture yourself for the next, 2 months.
It's really not great when, an escape room is supposed to be fun. And if he's yelling at your friends over it.
I mean,
I'm less concerned about like him not getting any clues or whatever. Those things are hard. But
those things are hard. Listen, let's not focus on his ability to be smart or to reason.
Let's talk about the important things.
Because those escape rooms are
really hard. But if you're handling stress by yelling at your friends, that's not a good look. And if that's the way he's good, that could be an indication of how he's going to handle other stressful situations if you were to go the distance.
Yeah. On Facebook, Jess is not very sympathetic. So you're asking strangers to side with you because your friends and family don't? Very mature.
Oh.
Jess, I don't know. Hey, real quick. I don't know if you understand how group therapy works. This is kind of a thing that we've done for a long time. If you've got some question, we're a no judgment zone.
But there's a little judgment.
But there can be.
A little judgment.
But Jess, this is the whole segment.
And Carly says, if you want to break up, you don't need others to help you justify it. You clearly have a list of reasons already, so just end it. If you drag it out, it's just going to be worse for both of you.
Lisa said, as a person who's dated many idiots with anger issues.
Oh, my gosh.
Run.
Oh.
It doesn't get any better.
Oh, gosh.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
And Nikki says, if you have to ask, it's over.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. Do you have a telltale sign that, okay, you know it's over when? Because that's kind of what she was asking. But I think she was asking on behalf of her situation. But.
Yeah. Michael says, I'd propose to him. Clearly, you're the smart one in the relationship. Use it to your advantage. Eventually, he'll run off all your friends, family, and you'll be so isolated and happy. Then life can be your own escape room.
Life can be your own escape room.
Wow.
Is there, you like to think that when you find someone, you're both of the same intellectual level? Because
that,
if you're of different intellectual level, if you're extreme different intellectual level, I think that's
going to present itself at
some
point.
Be a problem.
Yeah.
Is this one of those things where it's like, you clearly know you're smarter, so it can't work. Can't work.
Well, yeah. Again, though, the bigger issue is how he was yelling at her friends and got angry in a situation. I mean, it's an escape room. It's supposed to be fun. What happens if he's in a seriously stressful situation? How is he going to act then? I think that's the bigger thing I think that she's concerned about. And then, and yeah, it probably doesn't help that she thinks he's
an
not
idiot.
At her level.
He's an idiot.
Of her intellect. It's just, again, harsh. Sometimes we put the brutal in the honesty.
Yeah, so, okay,
here.
How long did you put up with the hot idiot that you dated until you realized you couldn't anymore?
I guess, yes. I think she knows the answer.
The
I think
hot
it's
idiot.
It became clear to her that
right.
maybe they're not going to have, they're not going to go the distance.
Okay, so all right. So I think we understand where this is going with Chrissy.
Yes.
But we would love to hear your story of knowing
when you knew it was over.
When you knew it was over.
Yes.
And
you've all got we all have kind of a little list in our head.
Especially
of big qualities we need someone to have.
Yeah, and you know what? Honestly, if it's something serious like, oh, he was abusing me, obviously.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Right.
Yes.
But we're talking like
like a deal breaker.
Like
when the deal breaker
hot,
that maybe you didn't know about presented itself.
The hot idiot factor when those scales tipped in the opposite direction. So
yeah,
anyways.
Jessica said that would be the moment I knew it wouldn't work. LOL. So she's like, she's agreeing. Yep. Yep, Chrissy, your instincts are correct on this one.
Yeah, the escape room. All right, 502-795-1997 is our number. So we got a message from Chrissy, and I think we're all on the same page here. She is like, hey, when do you know it's over? Because my boyfriend, new boyfriend, freaked out in an escape room and really embarrassed himself. I realize that I'm dating an idiot, and Kelly and I are both like, well, if you're using language like that, it's probably
clear.
Yeah.
You've made your mind up.
You're just looking for us to justify and say, yeah, you're cool.
Yeah. Brandy says it's one thing to be kind of bad at a game. I'm not very good at Black Ops 6 yet.
Black Ops 6?
I still play with my boyfriend. No one yells or gets mad.
They're all
just fun games. I probably feel the same way you do. If I was in your situation, I would just call things off. So, yeah, you got to be able to handle, especially if it's supposed to be a fun activity.
Yeah.
And not get stressed out and yell at all your friends.
Yeah. When did you know it was over? Danielle texted and said, when he kept referring to himself in the third person as Super Steve.
Super Steve can handle it. Let Super Steve do it.
Listen, good thing Super Steve is here. Super Steve can tighten that light bulb for you.
Come on over, give Super Steve a kiss.
Oh my gosh.
I would have hung out with that guy for a little bit. Just for a little bit.
You just want to see?
Super Steve sounds fun.
Wow.
I'd start joining
in.
You know what?
What one person's trash is
exactly.
another person's treasure.
Listen, someone's going to love Super Steve.
I was going to say, you know what? If you weren't a married woman, maybe Super Steve would have been right for you.
It just isn't you, Danielle. That's fine. Someone is going to love Super Steve. It might have been me.
Oh, dang. Don't you ever think about that sometime and go, man, if the worlds were different, this might have been a thing.
We're a little different.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Crystal said he was a terrible sandwich maker, tried twice, both bad. And she put sandwich in quotes. We kind of know what that means.
We get the code. Okay.
You know what? Listen, Crystal, I think you're being too harsh.
Like maybe she should have taken a few more test runs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe
Sometimes
he was nervous.
You just got to figure it out together.
Look, guys aren't on their best game all the time. Maybe they're nervous too.
Yes.
You know, maybe
you're so hot, Crystal,
Crystal.
He just was really wanting to be amazing.
Maybe
and it
you
just
were
fell a little short.
Very intimidating to him because of your hotness.
Yes.
And poor guy thinks he outpunted his coverage.
Maybe.
And he's just trying to do the best
of his
thing.
League. Yes.
Or maybe, you know what? Maybe he's not very experienced, and that's fine too.
And that's okay. And you guys find your way together.
Yes. So, Crystal, give him another shot.
She might have moved on. I'm not sure how long ago that was.
Let's assume it was just yesterday.
Okay. Get back on the saddle, Crystal.
Get on the stick. Get on the stick, Crystal.
Okay.
Oh, that was a...
Did you have to say it like that?
I didn't even...
really too graphic. I was saying saddle, proverbial, get back on the horse.
Well, that's proverbial stick, too.
Oh, okay, stop saying that, though.
What, proverbial?
No! Oh, my God.
All right. Hey, thank you for all the stories.
We're bad at
advice. We appreciate you.
We like Super Steve and Crystal's boyfriend. Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're saying, okay, Chrissy, yes, dump the guy.
Chrissy, we're done.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Crystal, give Sandwich Maker another try.
Maybe.
Yeah, yes.
Maybe, right? Is he wait, we didn't ask how hot he is. If he's Ryan Reynolds level hot,
and
it
then
can't be
Danielle,
that bad, right?
Pass along Super Steve's number to Kelly.
I know, I don't need it. I'm all a right. Happily married woman. It's been back in the day.
That's group therapy.